All right, so once again, I am Bev Earlymore, and we are here to talk about counseling women in difficult marriages, and that's a really hard subject. So let me pray for us, and then we'll get started. Father in heaven, you are wise, and you are good, and you are sovereign, and you know exactly all the situations that women find themselves in. And Lord, we want to be an encouragement to these women that are struggling. And I just pray that you'd give us your wisdom and your help during this time. May we honor and glorify you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So, now, as you listen to this session, I do not want you to come away thinking that I'm thinking she's the whole problem, okay? It might sound like I'm being a little bit harsh or a little bit trying to sniff out sin here, but that's not the goal. Remember, I'm talking to her, I'm not talking to them, and I'm not talking to him, okay? She's struggling, she's suffering, and I'm thinking, you know, Rob Green has said, and I think there's a book that's written by somebody from CCF, you know, sufferers, saints, sinners, right? And so we really want to focus on the beginning that she is a sufferer. And hopefully she's a saint and she knows the Lord and she can change and she can persevere. But there's going to be areas in her own life that she may need to repent of. So don't hear me coming down on her like she's the cause or the problem. She might be part of it. I'm not trying to blame her or accuse her or condemn her. Okay? Does that make sense? Okay. So a woman comes to you and says she's in a difficult marriage. And as we counsel her, we want to do our best to discern what she's struggling with so that we can give her wise counsel. Women may come with problems regarding their marriage, such as a husband who's not a spiritual leader, a husband who's passive, a husband who doesn't seem to have a heart for the Lord, even though he says he's a believer, a husband who doesn't have the same parenting skills or style as she does, a husband who demands perfection and doesn't lift a finger to help around the house, a husband who spends money foolishly, a husband who's harsh, possibly abusive in his speech and behavior, a husband who's addicted to pornography or drugs or alcohol, maybe he's committed or maybe he has or is committing adultery, and a husband who has abandoned his wife. So all of these situations are heartbreaking. They really are. They're really hard. And I'm sure that we can add to this list. And some of these problems stem from living in a fallen world where two sinful people have been married. And some of